Welcome to Raising Consciousness with me, Lou Burrows, where raising human consciousness happens. On this show, I'm joined by guests to cover a range of topics and have conversations that will raise human consciousness for current and future generations. Now, let's dive into today's show.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Raising Consciousness with me, your host, Lou Burrows. And today on the show, I'm going to be sharing with you a model that I have put together, again, from all of my learnings and understandings of this world that we live in. And it's called the True Happiness Fulfillment Model. Okay. So I'm still in the process of applying it to my own life, but it's something that I put together probably about a month ago now. I felt compelled. I felt inspired, actually, to share it with you here on today's episode. So I'm just going to dive straight into what I have to share with you guys today. And as always, feel free to reach me on social media if you have any thoughts on basically your two cents, you know, what you're taking away from today's episode. You can reach me across all platforms. I'm a little bit more active on Twitter these days. Like, you can tweet me there @RealLouBurrows, which is my handle for all platforms. But in terms of what I want to share with you today around this model, is that there's three stages, three different areas that the model is broken down into to create some form of true fulfillment, ultimately, create some sort of true happiness, true fulfillment for ourselves. Now, happiness and fulfillment is something that I believe is personal to all of us, much like health and other things in our lives. And yet in society, we think it's label it as this basic concept for all of us, and that it's the same for all of us when it's not. We are all individuals, we all see the world very differently, we all have different experiences and different thoughts and feelings and perspectives and understandings of the world, and that actually this in its essence is what makes us unique. I could even build on that to say, and this isn't the most revolutionary thing, but I think sometimes it gets forgotten that we all have different skills, strengths, gifts, talents, passions, interests, beliefs, etc., etc. The list goes on. So most things in life, when we come at it from a one angle approach, is flawed. And I think that, yeah, I just believe that when we come to the conversation of happiness and fulfillment and living our best lives and becoming a better version of ourselves, that it's not just one thing. But what I'm hoping that this model will do for you is give you a framework so that you can go out and discover yourself, right? To go out and use it as a framework to become a better version of yourselves and create the fulfillment in your life that you desire and actually deserve. We all deserve to lead a fulfilling life. And isn't that one of the core purposes of life? It's funny. So in the next episode, I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing with you what I believe to be the purpose of all human existence and that what we can use to lead a fulfilling life. But I wanted to share this model with you today. First, in terms of the model, as I mentioned, it can be broken down into three different areas to create the true fulfillment or happiness that we're looking for. And that basically in society at large, that there's this stigma and also societal belief that happiness is one thing when it's not. And it can be broken down, again, from my perspective, into three different areas. So the first area is happiness from the inside out. So if you've been following me for a little while, I often come to this term or this phrase of inside out. Now, what does that actually mean? So happiness or fulfillment from the inside out is happiness from the inside of you out into the world. So let me expand on that a bit more. So it's where you get to be who you are at your core. I think of it as when people talk about your authentic self, or maybe even your intuitive self. It's also like doing the things in the world that you love, that bring you joy, that bring you fulfillment, that bring you energy and that fill and light you up. So if we just take a moment, like, what's coming up for you as I mention all those things? So as I talk through happiness, where you get to be who you are at your core, your most authentic, higher, intuitive self, where you're doing the things that you love, where you're doing the things that bring you joy, fulfillment, energy, and feeling light you up, there are things that are coming up for you. Now, sometimes we repress those things for many different reasons. Maybe we have limiting beliefs, or we feel like we're not good enough, or whatever the excuses sometimes, the reasons that we want to attach to those things. But as I went through that list, things would be coming up for you. And even if it's not like straight away, if you just take a moment to reflect on actually, what are those things that I do love? What are those things that do bring me joy, fulfillment, energy, feel and light me up? This happiness is where you get to express yourself from the inside out. It's not that complicated to understand. Now, sometimes it's not easy, again, because of the blocks, mental blocks, societal blocks, and beliefs and everything that we hold that are over time to let go of and create new empowering beliefs that allow us to step into doing what we love and being our higher selves, operating from this higher place, stepping into our most expanded self ultimately. But understand this, that there is happiness that comes from the inside of you out, and it's when you are getting to be who you truly are, your most expanded self, your most higher, your higher self, your most intuitive self. And I believe that this first stage of happiness is to make up 75% of where you receive happiness, fulfillment, and joy, placing most of your happiness from the inside out. Okay? Because we can't control the outer world. We can't control other people or other people say and do. You know, sometimes we attach our happiness to material things and then wonder why. I don't know. And I've done this before. You buy something and think, oh, in the moment you feel happy. One, is it true happy? Is it true fulfillment? And then over time it dwindles ultimately. So I just believe that, and again, these numbers are numbers that I've attached to it. And really it just helps us to understand that most of our happiness is to come from the inside out, where we are doing what we love, we are doing what brings us joy, fulfillment, energy, lights and fills us up. And to understand, just to understand that concept, to place most of your happiness from that perspective. So that's level one. The second is happiness from the outside world. So when I talk about happiness from the outside world, is that I don't want us to, I feel sometimes this happens within like personal growth when we say we can't control other people, like our situations around us, et cetera, et cetera. And that's true. I do believe that I can't control what somebody else thinks or their perspective, because that's their life as well. But to neglect the outside world is, and to neglect the external is also naive, right? Because we are all living on this planet together. And so with the people, most particular, this area is focusing on, most particular with the people around you, you can't neglect that because they are around you. So happiness from the outside world is external, and it's being ultimately with the people you love the most. And I also feel like it's being around them and seeing them find their level of happiness, fulfillment, and living their best lives as they step into being their best selves. So this happiness is about raising others higher as well, raising the people that we love higher and seeing them as their expanded selves, because then the energy between you and in your relationships, etc., it's all elevated. The interesting thing is that you control that to a certain extent by how you show up, which is why we focus 75% or most of our fulfillment from the inside out. Because if we're showing up into any environment, really, whether that's personal environments, work environments, whatever it is, as our expanded higher self, that we're doing what we love, what brings us joy, fulfillment, and energy and keeps us up, that we're going to go into those environments more optimistic, more positive, and just more expanded, right? More abundant, more prosperous, etc., etc. It's the idea of it's also the idea of taking care of yourself first to then take care of others as well. Because we're operating from this place of inside out, when we go out into the outside world, we are lifting others around us, and then we're seeing them happy, fulfilled, and again, being their best selves, becoming a better version of themselves, which is like a feedback loop, which makes us also more happy, as a loosened term, but more so fulfilled because we're seeing that and the energy just thrives. And that's really what this is about, is that once you're around those people who you love, and there are these positive energies, right? There are these positive energies of love and kindness and vision and growth. Think about it. Last week, I recorded the episode on what are humanity first values, these higher values, these higher also states that we can tap into, love and kindness. And I will link the episode down below, guys. So love and kindness, gratitude, contribution, growth, optimism, and also health. My point being is that when we tap into that ourselves and bring that to our environments and then see other people operate from these areas and other areas as well, the energy thrives, right? The energy, the synchronicity as well. So I believe that aiming for this happiness is also important. It's not where we are to be placing most of our happiness, because again, that's to come from the inside of us out into the world. And then from the outside world, as that feedback loop, as I was talking about, I reckon somewhere around between 15 and 20% of where you're receiving your happiness from, your fulfillment from, in terms of the outside world, and more specifically with the people that you're surrounding yourself with, the people that you love and care for the most, okay, and up-leveling them. And again, it becomes that feedback loop. And why I wanted to include this in, because I realized that actually sometimes where I'm my most fulfilled and I feel the feelings of happiness the most is when I see others happy and fulfilled and living their best selves. It's birthdays and Christmas time. When I give a present and I see somebody else open it and the joy and the happiness as well on their face, that lights me up. Now, the interesting thing is that all that we can do, I believe, is have that intention to do good, again, which comes from the inside out. But for example, I could give a present to anyone and maybe they don't have the joy on their face when they open it for many different reasons, something going on in their own life, they don't actually like the present, etc. And then if I then in that situation feel maybe bad or something, I can't, in a way, guarantee my happiness comes from doing that deed, from giving that present, which is where we place most of our happiness from the inside out level. With the awareness of when I do good things, good deeds, set good intentions in the world with the people around me, and lift the energy, that can also act as a feedback loop and add, keyword, and add to the happiness and fulfillment that I'm already experiencing from living from the inside out. And that's key. So then the third area or level of happiness, I believe, is happiness from increasing our quality of life. So this builds on like the outside world, because we do live in a materialistic world to a certain degree, whether you like it or not. Like, that's the world that we live in. My belief is that we increase our level of fulfillment and happiness from increasing our quality of life, obviously, which is also external and can be linked to material possessions. That, and this is maybe where, and I'm sure other people share this, but this is where this is my standpoint on it, linked to material possessions that makes our life easier, better, or adds to the quality of our life experience in some way. It lies in expanding who you already are, again, from the inside out level of happiness and fulfillment. So let me dive a bit more deeper into that and actually repeat that. Increasing our happiness and fulfillment from increasing our quality of life, it's about obtaining things maybe or experience life's experiences that adds to our overall life experience or makes our life easier and better in some way, expanding who we already are. So perfect example would be the humanity first value here of health, right? Because it's one of the easiest ways for me to communicate this. For example, if you live from this value of health, then you believe in this value, an example of then how a material possession or something more external can add to your level of happiness would be that if you invested in and bought from health conscious brands and companies. That, so for example, it could be food, it could be like whatever, actually, like whatever it is, because you're also living from this value, it increases your quality of life because now you're eating better organic foods because you're shopping with conscious brands, etc., who are doing the right way in alignment with your value of health, right? So it increases your quality of life. Another perfect example I like to throw in here is travel, right? So travel isn't necessarily happiness from the inside out, although to a certain level, maybe it could be, because if you love to travel, that's a different question, but that's a different question, conversation, etc. My point being is that when we travel, it's just an external thing. It's not coming necessarily from us outwards. We need to travel. Most times we need like the finances to do, et cetera, et cetera. So it's more of an external thing. Now that external thing can add to our quality of life and our overall life experience. And it can expand to who we already are once we are consciously aware of our values and what we stand for. So this is what increasing our quality of life means. It doesn't mean what I used to do, which was to go onto Adidas websites, I'm wearing an Adidas top right now, and just randomly buy clothes and t-shirts because in the moment I wanted an adrenaline spike or something. In that moment I was like, oh, I just bought something, and in that moment feel something, right? That isn't what I'm saying increasing our happiness and fulfillment from quality life is. That's completely different. And that's where we get confused sometimes of what happiness is and isn't, right? Again, with this, it's all about if you are to, I think of it like this. If I am now, I'm coming to the understanding and realization that if I am to invest in something or buy something or experience something in the external world, it better increase my quality of life in a really deep, meaningful way. Otherwise, I'm going to question whether I'm going to purchase this or not. Now, that doesn't mean I'm always get it right. And I do this 99.9% of the time because I don't. The important thing here for me, anyway, at the moment, especially where I guess my level of consciousness is to ask the question. And that's the habit with the third area to get into, is to ask the question, oh, I want this thing, I want this t-shirt, this hat, this cap, this maybe bigger things like this car, etc., etc. Where is that coming from? And does it really add to the quality of my overall life experience in a deep, meaningful way? To get into the habit of asking that question. Now, if the answer is yes, and you're being truly authentic, the real answer is yes. The real answer is yes. Go for it. I've bought things in the past month that I believe will add to the quality of my life in a deep, meaningful way, right? And so I've purchased it, so I've bought it, right? And I don't feel bad about it. Like beforehand, I would buy a t-shirt or something and it would come and I'd wear it and I'd feel excited. Or a new pair of trainers, I love trainers. And I would get all excited, come, a courier would drop it off, etc. And then later on, I've thought about, oh, do I really have the money to buy this, et cetera, et cetera. Do I really need it? And sometimes I'll even just send stuff back and get into that cycle, right? Because on a deep level, I was missing something. And from that level, that deeper level is from the inside out of doing things overall that you love, that brings you joy, fulfillment, energy, feel and light you up. So in terms of the third level and the quality of our life and placing most of our happiness and fulfillment from expanding the quality of our life, I want us to think about the external things. Yes, material possessions, because we do live in, on a some level, material world that makes our life easier and better. And that's the quality of our life experience in some way. And again, it expands who we already are. Okay, it expands who we already are. We're not getting it to add to who we already are because we feel insecure in some way. We feel like this external thing is going to make us feel better. We are already our expanded self, and we're adding these external things and experiences from the outer world to who we already are to expand us more. And that's the key difference here. Ultimately, that's the three levels. So we have a happiness from the inside out, we have happiness from the outside world, and we have happiness from increasing our quality of life. I hope that this has helped you in some way to see the different levels of happiness and fulfillment that at least from one person's subjective opinion that there is in the world. And yeah, to place the most of your happiness and fulfillment from the inside out. Now, in terms of the quality of life, I believe placing our happiness around the 10 to 15% of where you receive this happiness from is probably the ideal kind of number we want to aim towards. But again, the most important thing is that we're placing most of our happiness from the inside out level, then from the outside world level. That's just what I'm calling it right now. More so it's the people around you, it's all your communities, etc. Because we are also all social beings and we need to be around people. For me, it's about being around people where you feed off each other's energy and you both, like all of you, lift each other up. And that feeds back into this cycle of happiness and fulfillment. And then you can go out further into the world and get material possessions or things that make your life easier and better. Could be travel, etc. But you have that solid foundation ultimately. And that's the really important thing here for me. So guys, I hope you found this episode of value. Do hit me up on Twitter or across all platforms, but we'd love to start having some more conversations over on Twitter at RealLewBurrows around this topic. Use the hashtag raising consciousness to stay in touch with the show. I would be really curious to see like the effects of anyone out there who's listening to this episode who wants to apply this. So apply it to your own life. See what feedback. Remember in the past episode, I shared the feedback, learn, grow model. I will link that down below as well. So apply this to your life, see what feedback you get, and then you can learn from it and then you grow from it. So if you do that, I would love to hear your story and what you learned through the process, what feedback you did get from applying it. Again, a lot of episodes in the past month or so and way into the future, actually, I'm going to be sharing and the content I'm going to be sharing is going to be my models or ways of thinking, concepts, ideas that I've applied to my own life or am applying to my own life, and would love to share it with you. That's obviously why I'm recording these episodes, to help you to think that a little bit differently and apply it to your own life and see if it elevates you and helps you become a better version of yourself. So that's really my main intention here. Obviously all about raising consciousness as well. So I will be back in a couple of days' time with another episode, everyone. Apply this to your own life, see what feedback you get from it, learn from it, grow from it, and have a great rest of your week. Don't forget to hit me up on Twitter as well at RealLukeBurrows. I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Peace out.
If you got value from this episode, found it insightful, or learned a thing or two, please leave a review where you can let everyone know that this show is worth checking out. I appreciate you so much. You'll be hearing from me in the next episode.